Okay, I would like to call to order this January 27, 2016 meeting of the New Britain Common Council at 7:36 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes, Alderpersons Giantonio.
Present.
Smedley.
Present.
Carlozzi.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Present.
Davis.
Here.
Hargraves.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Pabon.
Here.
Polkowski.
Present.
Rosado.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Sanders.
Here.
Salerno.
Here.
15 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. Can we all please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, at the start of this new year, when thoughts turn again to new beginnings, give us the patience to await the rebirth of your harvest. Soon the snow will disappear, the snowblowers put away, buds will populate our trees, seedlings will grow, bees from New Britain will pollinate New Britain Stadium, and we will realize the hopes, dreams, and opportunities for starting afresh, strong in our resolve to face the challenges and uncertainties of our future. Turn these challenges into strengths and empower our faith to serve others through your presence. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the Pledge of Allegiance, led to us tonight by Ms. Cheney.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Kathy. Hi, by the way. I made my comments at public participation, but there were a few requests for points of personal privilege this evening, and I would like to start with Alderman Davis.
Thank you, Your Honor. Real quickly, rise for a point of personal privilege. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to speak to Mr. Chuck Carey's social studies class, sixth grade class at Pulaski, just to talk to them about municipalities and local government. And as I was finishing, all of them asked me to give them a shout out. And I know Mr. Smedley was there earlier this week, as well as the mayor this afternoon. When they asked me to give them a shout out, so I'm going to try to do that. I hope they're watching. I told them to tune in to Nutmeg tonight. Forgive me if I mispronounce your name. So, Yarlees Aluar, Arafat Al Kafabi, Brandon Figueroa, Alexander Bailey, Melissa Garcia, Elohim Gabin, Angel Hernandez Luis, Dejanay Wisnant, Sarah Shaw, Dahmoud Al Safari, special shout out to Dahmoud, Joseph Adai, Mazin Ali, Miguel Garcia, Naomi Lager, Angel Delgado, Teddy Torres, Beth Zeta Lopez, Gwendolyn Badillo, and Gwendolyn Badillo again. Thank you, Mr. Carey, and a special shout-out to your sixth-grade social studies class. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Your Honor.
You're welcome. I hope they're all watching intently, because they'll be so excited.
I told them to tune in. Whether or not they did, I don't know.
Go around the circle. I'm just going to go around. Go around. Anybody want? Anybody want? Anybody want? Anybody want? Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I also rise for a point of personal privilege, just to remind my colleagues, everyone in attendance, and everyone watching at home about an event that's happening this Friday night. The New Britain High School Baseball Social is taking place at the VFW at 6 p.m. It's $25 for food, raffle, and drinks, 21 and older. It's for a great cause, supporting our New Britain High Boys baseball team. So if you're looking for something to do on Friday night, I hope you check it out. It's a good time. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you very much. Moving on to approval of the minutes. Alderman Giantonio. There are none. I knew that. Amendments to the agenda, then.
Thank you, Your Honor. We have two amendments this evening. Resolution number 4, which is the feasibility study on the polling place, and resolution number 5, which is regarding a zoning moratorium for motor vehicle dealers. And I make a motion to add both of those items, number 4 and 5, to the agenda.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. Questions or comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk.
Alderpersons Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. On to petitions, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, we have two petitions, Your Honor.
We have two.
First one is from Alderman Daniel Salerno, to adopt a zoning moratorium on the permitting of motor vehicle dealers and repairers in all zoning districts for a period of 1 year from the effective date of adoption.
Okay. We shall refer that one to a few places. We're going to send that to City Plan first. We'll send it to Building. And we're going to send that to the Zoning Subcommittee of the Council.
Okay, thank you. The second one is from Alderman Robert Smedley. Please consider adding a street light on Commonwealth Avenue between number 11 and 29. The area is extremely dark during evening hours.
Thank you. We'll send that one to Public Works.
That's it, Your Honor.
Thank you. On to the consent agenda, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I am not aware of any items off of consent, so I will make a motion to present a consent agenda consisting of items A, B, C, D, and E.
Second.
A, B, C, D, and E, seconded by Alderman Salerno. Questions or comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk.
Alderperson Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Motion carries. On to resolution number one, Alderman Smedley.
I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number one.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
Thank you. As you heard the mayor mention during the public speaking portion, this is a resolution that will help us launch a smart city initiative in our city. And just to touch upon a couple more things quickly, communication technologies become important as time progresses here. You all know we have smartphones and the internet is ever more increasingly needed for everything we do every single day. Smart City Initiative will help to reduce costs of internet in our community eventually, hopefully, and improve contact between citizens and government as such. This resolution will also allow the mayor and the Innovation Committee, to seek business and grant opportunities. The federal government has and will be releasing grant money for smart cities who are taking the initiative to do such. So I encourage you all to vote in favor of this, and I do encourage you to sign on as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I forgot to mention during public participation that President Obama just put, I think it was over $160 million into smart city initiatives to be encouraged throughout the entire nation. So we're hoping to take advantage of some of that. Questions? Comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution number two. Alderman Salerno.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. This resolution is involves the Memorial Day Parade, which is obviously – I'm sorry, I apologize.
It's okay.
Okay. I'd like to place in motion to accept and adopt the final resolution following.
You got it.
Second.
Thank you.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
This is for the Memorial Day Parade for 2016. This is obviously a tried-and-true experience and ritual here in the city of New Britain. It's funded by the Park and Recreation and Community Services Department. It's an annual event. We certainly encourage everyone to come out and to honor the men and women who've given their time, their lives, and their service to this country. And the Memorial Day Parade is just a phenomenal experience to be able to experience and participate in. So I move for acceptance and adoption. Accept and adopt, please.
Thank you, sir. Any comments, questions? Alderman Smedley.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just wanted to point out that Mr. Carey's sixth grade civics and government class is in favor of this resolution. I knighted them all, council members, and asked them to take a vote, and they are in favor of this as well. So,
well, then how can we say no?
Is there another second on that?
Yes.
Any other questions or comments? This does require a roll call vote, Mr. Clerk.
So there you are on record then.
Yes.
All the persons, Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
And how many people from Carrie's class should I include in this?
29.
29.
15-0, you're right.
Motion carries. Thank you all. Resolution number 3 of Alderman Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 3.
Second. Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you. This resolution has to do with the City of New Britain is seeking to maintain a uniform policy for the Emergency Management Performance Grant, and this allows our mayor, Mary Erin E. Stewart, to hereby authorize on behalf of the City of New Britain to accept EMGP program conditions and to allow us to fill out proper paperwork and to receive the grants properly.
Thank you very much. Do I have any questions or comments on that? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 4, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 4.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Davis.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 4 has to deal with something we talked about a little bit earlier regarding the polling places in New Britain. And I'll repeat what I said in public participation a little bit. This was a proposal that was brought to the mayor and council leadership from both the Democratic and Republican Registrar of Voters. They came with a proposal and some recommendations. Upon seeing those and having some discussion, we saw merit in the idea. And what we're doing here is solely allowing them to spend 60 days to do a study, 60 days to look at our polling places, 60 days to look at how much money we spend on phones and poll workers and those things, and come back with recommendations. All this resolution does is give them the power to do that. There's no cost to the city. This does not change anything. There are no plans on the table right now to eliminate any polling places. This is just a study. I'm going to say that a few times because there is a misinformation campaign out there to make it look like we're voting tonight to close things, and we're not. I understand that some of my colleagues are against the idea of closing polling places, and I certainly respect that opinion. But again, this is just a study. So the registrars are going to go off, see what they think is a good recommendation, come back to us. At that point, that resolution will come to the council. It will be referred to committee. It will be referred back from the committee to this body. So there will be 3 opportunities for public participation. That was another thing I heard, that we are trying to fast-track this and shut people out of the process. We're not doing that. We're not targeting people. All we're doing is a study. I'm going to say it probably 4 more times, a study. And I urge adoption of this, and I look forward to what our registrars come back with. And we were very clear in leadership that it needs to be a fair and equitable solution that doesn't, you know, hit one area of town worse than the other or make it so people have to drive 15 miles to get to a polling place. We're going to keep in mind with anything we do the ease of people to vote, because I agree we don't want to make it harder. But the reality is if I go 1 mile that way or 1 mile that way, I didn't make anything harder. And that's what we're going to look at. And, you know, I urge approval, and I look forward to the conversations that will be probably plenty that we will have in on this floor and at the subcommittee level. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Anyone else like to make a comment on the resolution? Alderman Carlos.
Thank you, Your Honor. So I will be supporting the feasibility study. For quite a few years now, I have been interested in finding out what it really costs to run an election. The resolution cites that there's 210 people that are employed on election day at 17 polling places. Do the math, there's about 12 people per polling place. I've always had a question when I gone in to vote, why do we need all these people? Why do we need all these people? Is it required by city ordinance? Is this just something that we've, you know, gotten to and everyone just likes to do it? Are these positions at the discretion of the registrars? Are these positions required by state statute? I don't have the answer, but I do know that, you know, schools have telephone lines, some schools have janitors that we pay for, some schools, we actually pay for the facility, we pay rent for the facility, some places have a police officer, you know, the list goes on, and for quite a few years I've been asking, what does it cost? Because you can hear all kinds of numbers. This resolution says that it costs about $60,000 per election. We've heard that some special elections sometimes cost $30,000. and primaries cost 25. So the number is always floating. I'd like to know per school, as Alderman Giantonio just mentioned, and one of the reasons why I support this, I want to know per school, what are we paying? Because there's a possibility that there are other ways to reduce costs by eliminating some waste. So I'm supporting this because I want those numbers, and this is my opportunity to get that information. And then once we get the information, then that's another discussion at that point. So that's why I'm supporting this. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Anybody else?
Yes, Your Honor.
Alderman Siller.
Thank you, Your Honor. Through you, comments to, with regard to this resolution, I think one of the things as a commendation to the voter registrar's office, both the Democrat and the Republican registrars, for finding cost savings. If every department was able to take a look at the same effort to try to find those cost savings, I believe that every effort that's made is going to result in that cost savings. And so it's a commendation to them to say we want to have things better. Work better, be more effective, not only for the elective process, but also the people in that elective process, which are the voters. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Other woman Black.
Mayor, I offer cost saving, but I'm going to be voting against this. But if the feasibility study seemed to be something that really going to save us money, I would be supporting, but tonight I'm not supporting.
So you're not going to support the study to see that?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Alderman Sanchez.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd just like to echo the statements Alderman Carlozzi's made, all of which are valuable factors. 3 years ago, we had a similar initiative, and I was very reserved. I still have similar reservations tonight. But I'll reserve further comments and questions until that study and discussion actually take place, results, and we'll come back to the table and we'll have further discussion. We'll see it at subcommittee, I assume, right? Alderman Giantonio? Okay. Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. For the record, Alderwoman Black was a no. Thank you very much for the feasibility study of saving some cash. Resolution number 5, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt this resolution.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi.
This resolution was part of the petition that was, it is a referral.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Stand corrected. You stand corrected on that. Okay. To refer. This is a zoning moratorium on motor vehicle repairers and motor vehicle dealers licenses. The petition was placed earlier in this council session. I think it's important that this moratorium move forward. For most people, understanding what a moratorium is for a set period of time. It's not for forever. It's not for the duration of the city of New Britain. It means to take a look at what feasible efforts can be done. This issue about the auto dealerships and license vehicle dealers licenses has been discussed probably for a decade that I've been aware of it, at least, both in the City Planning Commission, which I served for 3.5 years, prior to that time and after. And it has a lot to do with how these facilities show up in our community, many of them in what we call the gateway portions of the city. In areas where people enter the city for the first time, we've seen what a gateway process can be with a combination of Costco and Stanley Golf Course and a park which says this is an inviting community. That sometimes certain businesses and certain locations are not as inviting for people to be able to appreciate what we have to offer. So I certainly emphasize that part of it, that we're improving on the community, and certainly hope that support to be accepted and referred is taken seriously. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? Yes, Alderman Salvio.
Okay, just a couple of comments. Fortunately, for everybody involved, the sun has help to melt away a lot of the snow, but just a couple of problems. For instance, used car dealer on the corner of Buell Street and South Main Street. They have a little plow that they use, which not only plows their sidewalk, but also plows the the snow shelf in front of their cars. Now, I'm not sure that that snow shelf, I don't know whoever allowed it to be paved, but it wasn't supposed to be paved. It doesn't belong to that used car dealer. But in any case, this last snowstorm, they had, of course, their little plow out there, and he plowed the snow right up against the fire hydrant, which is in front of his office. Now, I'd like the fire chief, Rinalta, to take a look at that. Now, granted, after 3 or 4 days of melting, much of that snow has disappeared. But that's not right. There are also stories about used car dealers occupying spots now that they don't own. And I don't know if they ever got proper licensing to operate a used car dealer there. I think that ought to be checked out, right up there on the corner of Beaver Street and Broad Street. Okay? So that's just another one. So there are some things that are just overlooked. Maybe people don't have the inspectors or the time to look at them. You know, they promise us they're not going to have more than 8 cars or 10 cars or 14 cars, and my God, I don't know of a place that's adhering to that particular regulation. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? All those in favor of referring to the zoning subcommittee, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Before I entertain a motion to adjourn, I just want to say one thing, that the Board of Finance and Taxation is starting their meetings this week. And any alderperson is invited to attend those. And just one more thing, just because you have a surplus doesn't mean that you spend it. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Made by Alderman D'Antonio, seconded by Alderman Collins. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 7:58 p.m. Good.